Here's an interesting debate that people are starting to have. And the debate is, should you or shouldn't you support Trump if you're a black person? I got you, Trap. I got you, R Streets. I got you, Kate Cooper. Sister, what's up, sister? The question is, and the debate is, that's raging. As though we didn't already have this debate in 2020. Chris James, it's different now. I like that. We're going to get to that in a second. The question is, should we be on code? Should people be able to tell us and determine what we do and who we vote for? And if we don't, are we still black? Now, I'm not telling you who to vote for. What I am telling you is that we need to start making sure that we think for ourselves. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel. Turn on your notifications.
Voters are hitting the polls for Super Tuesday, the biggest day of the presidential primary season so far. Republicans are holding nominating contests in 15 states and Democrats in 15 states and one territory. President Biden, of course, secured overwhelming support from black voters back in 2020. But new polling shows that backing could be declining. The recent New York Times Siena poll shows 23% support among black voters for former President Trump. That's up 19 points since a similar poll just before the 2020 election. A new article from Baratunde Thurston, a writer for Puck News and host of the How to Citizen podcast, outlines a shift for enthusiasm for President Biden among black voters. And he joins us now to break down the dilemma. Baratunde, I read you religiously at Puck. Break down to our viewers. I mean, on one hand, they hear former President Trump suggesting that because he's been indicted all
and
these
has
times
a mugshot.
And has a mugshot and also has now, you know, sneakers, that's going to gain him traction with African-American voters.
I see you, Chris. I'm going to read that shortly.
I didn't even see that I was doing that. Very good.
Thank you, Chris.
So, but help me understand, what's driving this shift in support for President Biden to Donald Trump?
Thanks, Vlad and Amir, for having me. Happy Super Tuesday, and I hope everybody who can will go out and vote in this election. It is not the sneakers. It is not the shoes. And I think it is important to emphasize, as Pastor Michael McBride, who I interviewed for this piece, said, Trump's life is not available to you, bro. Like, we can't be out here, no matter how fly our sneakers are, with 91 counts against us, hosting rallies and pursuing the presidency of the United States. There's definitely a double standard there. But what I found is that there are three or four parts of the puzzle. The overall, we got to understand, is a game of margins. There's not a huge Blexit of black people exiting the Democratic Party. But when elections come down to tens of thousands of votes in a handful of states, every vote counts. And there are some that are not willing to be counted for Joe Biden. For instance, there are issues of concern about the economy, justice agenda, and basically promises made that haven't been fully delivered on. There's challenges with how this administration has supported Israel in its bombardment and invasion in response to the Hamas October 7th attack in Gaza. And there's a failure of this idea of saving democracy not being tangible for so many people on the ground who don't experience democracy. That kind of message doesn't fully resonate with enough people. So we're starting to see some of his numbers slip from 91% in the last election down to as low as 75%. Mm. Again, massive majority, but margins count. Mm.
That is.
Now, let me say something, and let me tell you why this guy is wrong. He's not entirely wrong, but he's really not understanding what's happening in the streets. So you got to be careful with a lot of these guys that talk the way that they talk, okay? Let me tell you what the truth is from somebody that covers what's happening in the streets on a regular basis. Let me tell you the truth. Black people don't care nothing about what his shoes is doing. They don't. It's easy for people that's on the other side, objectively, to use that as an excuse to try to diminish the idea that you can think for yourself and that you're not experiencing what you're experiencing. We're not tripping off that. Is that a funny thing? I don't know anybody that is saying that they're going to change their vote based off of the fact that they seen some gold shoes come out. I know nobody that is going to change their vote based off of a mugshot. Zero people. Let me tell you what's really happening, okay? Because they want to conflate. They want to lie to you. They want to say that you're influenced by trinkets. It's not true. What's really happening is this. People are lifing, and life is kicking people's tails. Because, see, listen, we know what hard times look like. Very few people do not know what hard times look like, especially black people. Very few of us. Most of us, we try to forget the stuff that we went through because we're trying to teach our kids and our daughters and our sons a different way of life. Sometimes we even overcompensate and we give them too much and we spoil our children, sometimes rotten, and then we got to pull them back into the front of the congregation because we don't want to go back to what we've been through. So when you say something like, for example, what happened in 2008? What happened in 2008 was a travesty. But we remember that because a lot of us is old enough to still remember what we was going through. It was rough. It was rough, right? But see, this is different. And it woke us up because it's one thing to have a housing crisis that was manufactured, not have no bankers really go to jail as a result of it, let it be manufactured under different presidents' terms, and then everybody getting finessed as a result of it and everybody got to suffer. Because the one thing that we all can rejoice in, and I see black people a lot of times running in the victim Olympics and I call it for what it is, right? If we see somebody else is going through what we going through, we like, okay, you know what? I'm suffering, but they suffering too. So at least we going to suffer together and we going to try to make some lemonade out of these lemons. But what's happened in 2020 through 2024 was different. It's a completely different game because it's a shell game. And the shell game is this. It's a perception of success. They're going to sell you on an idea that unemployment numbers are low and we're raising wages. But what they're not telling you is that your money is going less far. It's not going as far as it was going at any other time in history because you, even with your raise, you still getting your car repossessed. And so if in good times you suffering, you like, what the heck is this? Because if you working every day and you still don't feel like you making no traction, because see, we could deal with the ebbs and flows. We're used to having boom and bust cycles. Hey, man, when it's good, it's good. When it's bad, we just gonna have to buckle down. But this is weird for a lot of people, specifically black people, because it's a perception of success and reality. When that rent moratorium is hitting, and that's why they tried to push it off as far as they could right before the election, it's a lot of people that's getting evicted, but they never stop working. It's a lot of people that got raises, but their money don't go as far. It's a lot of people that bought new cars, but then they one paycheck away from losing everything. It's a lot more people making $100,000 a year, but they live in a worse life, and the quality of their life has went down significantly. And so when you start to factor all of these things in, and then you combine it with the idea that we got to endure four more years that may not even be as good as bad as the last four is, then it's a completely different conversation. So when we start having this conversation, let's have it in truth. They trying to act like you dumb. They trying to act like you ignorant. They trying to act like you like trinkets. They trying to act like the facade is over your eyes. People are making an informed decision. And more importantly, what I see amongst black people is that they're starting to become even more educated than ever before. And I'm not saying educated just as a related going to school. I'm talking about educated as far as educating themselves and becoming more informed with policy. They tuned in with people. You know, I heard Boyce Watkins say one time, black people don't like financial literacy. That's trash to them. That's boring to them. Use a lie. The one thing that I know that people want to do is get the money. They just don't want to try to figure it out while watching paint dry because you're boring. And so when you can try to engage them a little bit differently to help them to understand, because you don't understand how people learn, you don't understand that people are, they move a little. I ain't going to give you the game. Get a coaching call so we can get your numbers up. Get a coaching call so you can get your numbers up. But people ain't dumb. People are not dumb. They know better. They know that you pulling the okie doke from under their eyes. They know that you bought a new car and you're going to say, yeah, you bought a new car, but guess what? You can't afford the insurance. And yeah, you bought a new home, but you can't really afford the interest rates and the PMI and the property taxes is exploding. And the cost associated with maintaining that home, you finessed them. That they overpaying for services that they not really getting. That all of their dollars is going into the community for migrants and not for them. It's they want to work. They want to do better, but they don't want to be finessed. Listen, it's one thing for you to tell me and talk abrasive to me about the fact that I ain't sh. And see, that's the thing that people are going, Anton, I don't like the way you talk to me. You disrespectful. And then I say, but what is it? But was it the truth, though? And they may go by, they may walk away mad, but they can't say that I finessed them. But it's another thing to think that you got finesse. Y'all ever been with a woman or been in a strip club or went somewhere and, you know, you found out that you got finessed the next day? It hurt more. You know what I'm saying? You thought that you had got 100 ones, but it was really 90 in there because the club tricked you. Or you watched the TikTok the next day and you realized the booth that you paid for and the bottle that you paid for was watered down liquor. It ain't even give you the, listen, give me what I paid for. We're not getting what we paid for. That's the difference. See, it's one thing to pay for the box and be like, but I had a good time yesterday. It's another thing to wake up and realize that the person that you land next to, they look different when they take their makeup off. You know what I'm saying? Because people will see it through. They'll slay the dragon. They'll slay the dragon. But they don't want you to lie to them and tell them that it was a dragon and it was really a bear that mauled you the next day. You get what I'm saying. Let me read a little. Let me look at a little bit more of this video.
It's really, really fascinating. You've seen with his campaign, it really did kind of start with this defender of democracy narrative. And then they've started to change that dialogue as maybe they're realizing that it's just not hitting people. Mm-hmm. You brought up something else, though, the conflict in the Middle East. One of the things that we have been seeing.
One thing for her to put on a lot of makeup. It's another thing when she take that waist trainer off, though, right? hey, what was all in that package? What's all? Because you can't make her keep the waist trainer on the whole time because then she ain't gonna be able to breathe. She keep her makeup on, she gonna mess up your pillows, but you ain't even necessarily got to keep her there. But when she take that waist trainer off and all of that spill out, like I took you to dinner, and I took you to Ruth Chris or Benny Hi. I took you to Jay Alexander's. I took you to Ocean Prime. You cheated me. You cheated me. Now, it's one thing if we playing pretending you're going to keep the makeup on. Okay, I'm with it. But it's another thing when you took your waist trainer off. I didn't sign up for that. Get out of my house. Get out my house. I'll let you play pretend, but at the same time, I ain't signed up for that.
Seeing our black pastors, black churches organizing in support of Palestinians. Is that having an impact on Biden's support among black voters?
I am sure it is having an impact. And I want to be so holistic in my representation of what I think is going on here. This is not simply a case of black Americans or black voters choosing a side over another side, but there is a flagrant humanitarian crisis playing out. There are orders of magnitude, massive amounts of death, of starvation, of siege that are playing out, and an administration which was very slow to call for any sort of humanitarian pause, humanitarian corridors in this conflict. And these pastors, one of whom I spoke to, are feeling this from not just their parishioners, but their community and their constituents. There is, as one of them put it to me, a moral conundrum here. And there is a level of frustration that so much U.S. money and U.S. weaponry, so essentially in our names, is going to what's playing out on everybody's screens and everybody's pockets and everybody's phones. So there is a deep sense of catastrophe playing out, not only from afar, but that we are playing a role in.
And that No. He's wrong again. It's different, big dog. You want me to explain it to you from a C student's perspective? They don't care about where the money is going out there. They care about the fact that the money ain't going in their pockets and helping their own communities. They're not looking at no humanitarian crisis. They looking in their own backyard and saying, hold on, big dog. You told me there wasn't no money in my community for the last 20 years, but y'all found some money for the migrant crisis. I'm telling you what black people really saying. They looking at Brandon Johnson and they saying, I'm looking at you, you looking at me, I'm looking at you, and you looking at me, and you told me that there wasn't no money for the community center, and I was cool with that. I still voted you in. But don't sit here and tell me it ain't no money, but then y'all going into debt over here funding a migrant crisis, and we don't know who over there from these out-of-state companies that's making all of these hundreds of millions of dollars, and y'all paying $30 million a month in order to support it, the equivalent of $1 million a day. So y'all trying to replace me, huh? You replacing my vote? You keep telling me it ain't no money for the police officers, but at the same time, you got these migrants that's running amok in the community. Y'all housing them inside of the police station. You think that we forgot? You think what was happening over in Chicago? You think you sold me on something and then you pulled the rug right from under me? Y'all keep saying that y'all a sanctuary city. You spend more time spending money on migrants than you do taking care of the people within the own community. See, let me tell you something about black people. They resourceful. They may not like it, but they can deal with the fact that, okay, listen, the hood is messed up. I don't like it. Pookie and Ray Ray over there robbing people. The Kia boys is over there. I ain't gonna snitch, but I'm not happy about it. There's another thing for you to tell me that the wool is over my ass and it ain't no migrant crisis and we ain't got no money, but then you spending it all on the people that ain't even from here. Listen, I don't know what Nappy Beard over here is saying. I don't know what No Hairline over here is saying. Listen, they can put them in front of you and they can make their hair look whatever they want. They can say, hey, don't comb your hair for the next 7 months and stand in front of the people and posture and then speak well. I'm going to tell you the truth. We can deal with a lot of things, but you're not going to take my money and spend it on somebody else and tell me that I'm crazy. You can have these plants all on. Let me see what he say. Let me see.
That is a very hard pill for some people to swallow, even as they also stand with a lot of the alliances we have experienced with the Jewish community here in this country.
But what alliances? What alliances? Didn't they cancel Ye? What is this guy talking about? Where is he from? Who is this guy? What's his name? Where'd he come from? Has no clue. Has no clue. Listen, everybody that call themselves earthy don't necessarily, they not necessarily connected to their chakras and their ancestors, and they can't necessarily tell you nothing. I'ma just tell you the truth. The reality is that they tired, boss. Listen, they going to work every day. Some of them ain't going to work every day. They getting evicted. They kids is bad. The police ain't doing nothing no more. See, at least they could have complained about the police and said, hey, man, the police is out here shaking us up and they beating us up. And I don't like it because the police is evil and they keep doing stop and frisk. And F the police, and we can make a song about it. But now they can't even blame nobody because the police like, we not coming. See, it's one thing to fight against somebody and say, hey, listen, it's just like the chat. It's just like what would you do if you couldn't fight against me every day? For everybody that's hate watching right now, let's be honest. We need each other. For everybody that's hate watching right now, We need each other. You need to hate me. I need you for the motivation to continue to make you look like an idiot. And it's a perfect balance. It's a yin and a yang. You hate me. I think you look dumb. I think you broke. And it's a perfect balance. But it's entertaining because it gives you the motivation to do what you do, and it gives me the motivation to do what I do. It's like Batman and Joker. Without no villain to fight, we just looking at each other stupid. We don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? We need each other. But you're not going to come in as the enemy and mess up. Listen, Batman and Joker have been fighting since I was born. But we're not going to have Miguel come in here from Venezuela and mess up what we got going on. Listen, we understand each other. We understand. It's people in this chat. We go back and forth. Listen, I know who they are. They are what they are. Listen, they dusty. We rock with them. It don't make no difference. They like the bad little kid. But you're not going to come in our house. Because see, listen, if me and you fighting, that's one thing. But you're not going to come in here and disrespect my little dusties over here. Because my dusty's been dustying for a long time. It's almost like when you and your brother fight, right? Or you and your homie fight, and then they come in and they say, yeah, but your brother is dusty. And I'm like, who are you talking to? He might be dusty, but that's my brother. That's my dusty. But I can call him dusty. You can't call him dusty. Black people know how to understand and adjust. The relationship between them and their adversaries and their victim Olympians and all of that has been existing for a long time. But you're not going to come in and mess it up. Now the police don't even show up no more. We ain't even got nothing to advocate against. Because Miguel is over there. I'm just saying. I'm going to break it down to you from a real... See, they're not going to tell you this on Fox News. They're not going to tell you this on CBS. They're not going to tell you this on CNN. They're going to tell you all of the fluff. They're going to get these guys that look extra dusty and extra earthy. And they're going to tell you all of the stuff that you want to hear. They're not going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. Listen. It's one thing for me to call you dusty, but he can't call you dusty because he don't even know how dusty you are. And that's a fact, though. So you can say what you want to say, but don't you keep your thoughts to yourself.